Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. I guess everybody's in the home front these days, right? So I have I have so much to tell you. First of all, thank you everybody for pushing me to come back online. It seems kind of funny to me. Now that we're in this corona lockdown and everybody's home, everybody's doing some kind of a talk show, blog show, live show, web chat, streaming show, online show. And I was like, do I really want to go back on if everybody's doing it? And I'm like, well, I've kind of already done this. It's been my wheelhouse, right? So here I am back with you live from the home front. Except this time my cat has passed. I am home alone. He would have so loved me being home all this time as a shut-in. And I don't know. I miss him a lot for that. So 17 years with me, and now he's gone. Anyway, I will be getting another cat. I had to go through that mourning period of, you know, took me forever to get his bowls off the floor and put away all of his stuff, his toys and all whatnot. Got rid of the litter box pretty immediately, though. Didn't miss that. Anyway, so on all sorts of news. First of all, happy birthday to a handful of people that I've missed. EE, happy birthday. That was 2 days ago. CB, happy birthday. That was 3 days ago. And Anne and Nika, all of you, happy birthday. Kind of odd sitting in for your birthday, right? And here it is May, and it's just gorgeous out, fabulous weather. It's like early fall. It's early fall out. There's nothing, I guess that makes sense, fall out, right? So much to tell. So let's see what's on the daily agenda today. Oh, nothing. Dress is optional. Drinking is a must. And going through the pantry and deciding what to cook, well, cleaning out the pantry is more like it. Although I have to say now that they're saying things are loosening up and we can go places, anybody that comes near me, if they're not wearing a mask, I'm like ready to, you know, spit fire. So I've been a little on the get away from me, don't come near me, social distancing. I have a new studio. It is in Brooklyn, albeit I cannot go to my new studio, albeit I may actually start going next week. They're going to lift the ban a bit, but I have to say I think it's premature. I think that there's a lot more to it than they're projecting. If history ever is what, as they say, history repeats itself over and over and over, right? 1918 to 1920, when influenza, the Spanish flu, hit, 5 million people died in the first time of quarantine. And they said, oh, okay, it's safe to go out now. And then 15 million people died. So all those poor boys that came back from World War I died, quite a lot of them. Anyway, so the projections are, you know, toppling. It's like they're saying 3,000 people a day, and a lot of people are recovering, 80-85%, but that still leaves 15 to 20% deaths, you know, and of course, New York is so congested, they're not going to open New York up for a while. I have driven in a couple of times to see my mom and to, you know, make quick drop-offs. But it's nothing like what it used to be. Driving has become, well, driving is very interesting. All right, let's talk about driving for like 1 second. The people that are driving their cars now are like in oblivion. It's like they have no concept. It's like, I know the traffic is really light. It was nothing to now it's light. About 3 weeks ago, there was no traffic. It was just like you get on the road and it's like, oh my God, this is amazing. I mean, I live in like one of the highly trafficked areas, and driving has become like, yay, I can go anywhere and be there quickly. But here's the crazy thing. The people that are driving have no freaking clue what the hell they're doing on the road. They can't make a decision on which lane they want to be in. Using a blinker has always been optional, but now it's like obsolete. So they start driving and they're in your lane. They're all over the place. It's like people are living in limbo, which I understand, because I'm one of these people living in limbo. And it's just one of those crazy things. It's, you know, you walk around and you're sort of like in oblivion, you know, and the people that are not wearing masks, it's like, I'm protecting you, you better protect me. Oh, and here's another thing. My artwork is sitting in a museum, of course, it's not open, but you can peek in and see one painting, my on-view painting, indefinitely. Who knows? I was supposed to do a workshop for, this is the museum I'm talking about, is the Nassau County Museum. And the one painting that is on view, perfectly titled Nightmare, everything is so apropos. It's like if I did it 20 years ago, it's totally fitting right now, this second. So did I say in the very beginning how life repeats itself, history repeats itself and repeats itself and repeats itself and repeats itself? Do you think we'll learn? Well, I'll tell you there's a good side here, the upside. The waters in Venice have cleared. They're, like, clean. The oceans in India, also clean, clearing. The air, the smog in India and Asia has cleared. So, you know, we're not doing any of this air pollution with all these flights. It's like, in fact, when I hear a plane go over, which is infrequently, usually at night, and I'm like, wow, that sounds so foreign to me. So, you know, and now I have to renew my driver's license. And I want to get the new enhanced driver's license so I can use it as ID. Are you thinking that we're going to be able to fly anywhere? Is that going to be something that's going to happen anytime soon? I don't know. And a little news on airlines, right? So Southwest Airlines has decided that they're not going to have any layoffs. Meanwhile, everybody else is having all these different layoffs, right? So you go through all these, like, who's without a job? And then who's without a job with better pay? So my unemployment has finally kicked in. So here it is, the 6th of May. I've been unemployed since March 13th, and I finally got approved for unemployment. So I could just wipe my forehead and say, okay, done deal. Excellent. Thank you. So let's talk about one other thing about this whole quarantining space, the final frontier. One of my favorite topics to talk about, because as an artist, I always talk about space. If I had a house and a backyard, I'd be outside almost every single day, if not every day, even in the rainy days. But I'd be outside. I'd be, you know, working, doing other things. I live in a very palatial one-bedroom apartment, but I don't really have room to run around or exercise. It's like I get up in the morning, which is, of course, optional. It's all optional right now. Some people have been, like, spring cleaning and making their house, like, fabulous. I've been, like, unable to sleep. So, okay, so here's the daily agenda, right? Check the calendar. What's on the daily agenda today? Well, nothing. As I said, dress is optional. Oh, find out what day it is, because, you know, you think that you're home every single day and that the time would go really slowly. Well, that's not the case. In fact, time is flying by. It's like cocktail hour every day. Well, one of my sister-in-laws says, it's cocktail hour, period. It's not like you have to wait until 5 o'clock. But the funny thing is, it's like you get up, you shower, you clean the house like a crazy person, because that's pretty much what I do every day. I clean my house like a crazy person. No one is coming into my house, mind you. It is only me. I only go out maybe 2 to 3 times a week for walks, and it depends on the weather, because as we all know, I like it hot. I don't like cold weather, and I have major foot issues with shoes because I don't have walking shoes. I own a pair of sneakers that I'm used to walking to the gym if I do go to the gym, if I was doing yoga, to go to the gym to take them off and then to work out Pilates or yoga or, you know, such and such, whatever. So I never really wear sneakers, and I don't like they like anyway on me. I'm not judging anybody else. You can all wear sneakers. I don't particularly like them. I think they have a very specific purpose. It's like wearing cleats. You only wear cleats when you're on a field. It's like you're not going to go wearing cleats walking around, right? That's my feel about sneakers. It's like they serve a very specific purpose. Well, anyway, so I've been wearing sneakers, and now my mother's told me the trick of sneakers is you have to buy them a half size bigger, because if you're doing exercise or walking around or wearing them to do whatever exercise, your feet swell. And I have a real New Yorker's foot. I have a very narrow heel. I have a narrow foot, but I have a wide pad. So my toes are a little more spread. And I guess that's from walking so much. I don't know. It's just the nature of the beast, right? So every time I wear the sneakers, I'm blistering my toes. And if I wear shoes, I'm blistering my heels. So socks excluded. I do not wear socks. I do not own socks. I do not like socks, Sam I am. I hate them, in fact. I think they're kind of gross, and I don't want to touch them. I don't want to wear them. I don't want my toes to be confined. Remember I just told you wide toe pad? Okay, so I have a few idiosyncrasies. Does that make me unique? Absolutely. Quirky? Definitely. Lisa Zilker? Without a doubt. Okay, so I can't go walking and I can walk. I can do 5 miles without a hitch. I get home and I've got a bloody toe or a blistered toe, mostly blistered. So I have to figure out the whole sneaker thing. But again, if I had a backyard, I probably wouldn't be wearing shoes, and I'd be running around my backyard, mask or no mask, optional, because I'd be alone. But if I'm going out in public, you better be damn straight. I'm wearing a hat, I'm wearing sunglasses, I got a mask on. The gloves are optional. I wash my hands so much that the skin is falling off. It's not exactly true. They're just dry and rough, like everybody else, right? So anyway, it's just the handful of things to do. So getting back to the everybody's doing a talk show, it's like, do you want to talk about what's going on? I think everybody knows what's going on. I think everybody is really up on the news. I think that everybody is very informed, unless you're absolutely oblivious. The Israelis came up with something. I got an email, from my sisters in Israel. And let's see if I can find this. Hang on a second. Hang top there, Skippy. Let's see. Who did I? I sent it to so many people, and then I emailed everybody to let them know that I was going to be doing my radio show. So, the good news, the bad news. I don't know. I guess it's all good news unless it's bad news. No, that's kind of a joke too. Okay. So the Israelis have a breakthrough in the corona fight. The Biological Institute of Development has an antidote for the virus, worldwide achievement. Institute researchers succeeded in developing an antibody, which is effective, is an effective drug that attacks the coronavirus. So the Defense Minister, Bennett, received the news on a visit to the Biological Institute, and proud of the Institute, of course, and the people there. So there's an antidote, and now they're going to try to do something with it. I don't know why they're not just, boom, sending it out, but who knows. And one of my closest friends actually has the virus, and so staying home and resting. They say if you can get through the first week, that your chances are very good that you're going to survive this. So rest assured, she will be fine. It's just a matter of, you know, getting through it. I've known a handful of people that have gotten through it, and they all say the same thing. Terrible, terrible headaches, body aches, flu-like symptoms, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so now they're saying they're going to open up everything again. And I, you know, my heart of hearts, I don't think that's the wisest thing. I'm not going to be teaching anymore until God knows when. I teach little children and senior citizens. Do you think I'm going back to work anytime soon? I don't think so. So kind of that's the on that. So let's see. I have so many different things that I wanted to talk about. Let's get to the other. And everybody's texting me right now. So I don't know. Let's see. So the daily routine, dress is optional. Did I mention dress is optional? Very funny. I have, like, very little laundry to do. The only thing I have to do are sheets and towels regularly. That's, like, my only thing. And if I can take them somewhere other than my building, I do. The check-in, the daily check-in with every member of your family, either a text or a hello. And while you're talking, there's other people texting. So you're on the phone all day long. Yes, okay. Oh, getting on the computer. Do I want to clean my email? Not really. Do I have over 20,000? Yes, really. But I just don't feel like it. So what have I done? I've uploaded artwork on several new websites because I don't have enough. Like 50, what's the number? 50 enough? I don't know. I'm pretty much everywhere. I'm like everywhere art-wise, and I'm only painting in my apartment now, doing little watercolors that are actually bigger than my usual little. I said I'll be going to my studio. I haven't done that yet because I don't know what the status of that building is, and then I have to drive there, and it's Brooklyn. Yeah, I know, it's Brooklyn. 3 nights. Yeah, well, I'm sure I can get you in. That's a line from Laurie Anderson. But it's like driving to Brooklyn. Now, I have to tell you, driving hasn't been a problem. It's like I got in and out of the city yesterday just to drop off something for my mom, and I was downtown and home and parked all within an hour and 10 minutes, and that's because I got out of the car for probably 15 just to say hi and hand over the goods. Not toilet paper, mind you. States. Yeah, so kind of on the funny there. So I just love it that there's the whole check-in. Oh, and it was Cinco de Mayo, and I think that yesterday was probably the first day that I had nothing to drink. I killed a bottle of wine in 2 days, which is really a lot for me. I usually have one drink a day. And I started at about, now this is not a bottomless drink, mind you, like some of my friends. I make myself one cocktail, something over ice, and I've pretty much gone through all of my hard liquor. All I have left are a few bottles of wine, and now I just bought a new bottle of tequila. But it's just a little bit over ice, straight up, and I'll just nurse it for hours. You know, it's not like I'm slugging it down. And I've never been a fast drinker anyway. Like, I never shoot shots. I always sip them. So dainty, you know. So getting back to the whole space thing, it's like if I had a house with a backyard, I don't think this would be such a big deal. But to be in an apartment where you have to, you know, go out and people are touching everything, I could be OCD. Okay, I am OCD to begin with. but now I'm, like, over the top. So you go out holding like a Clorox wipe and you're opening doors and you get in your car and you know no one's been in your car but you and you're still wiping it down. It's not like anyone else is parking my car. It's not like I'm taking my car to a lot. It's just me anyway. So, yes, there's a handful of the crazy. I'm trying to read what I wrote here and I think I've – pretty much covered all that's been on. I think the space thing is the biggest. You know, my brother has a house in Croton, and it's like, if I lived there, I'd be outside. They have a big front yard. They have a big backyard, and I'd just be like, it doesn't even matter. You know, my new studio is in an apartment building. I don't have concrete floors, so I can't really jump rope there because it would be really unconscionable to the people below. Whether they're home or not, I'm in a bedroom. I'm sure I'm over another bedroom. But the idea of jumping rope, it just doesn't seem to fly. And, yeah, the space is definitely big enough. I have a nice-sized studio, albeit I can't really go there. So I was so psyched. So March 18th was the last day that I was, like, out and doing the norm, all right? So I'd been laid off from work as of the 12th of March. So my last day teaching was the 11th. And then they informed me, don't come in the next day. And I said, okay. And then they sent me that email for the unemployment, and that took 2 months, you know. So the 18th, I'm running around. I'm in my studio, and I'm thinking, yes, I can totally do this. What was the number one fantasy, the dream? Be able to go to the studio every single day so I can really get my work going. And so the 18th, I go, I have dinner with my mom, and she's in the city, and then I drive home, and I park my car. I got a great spot. Parking has been really easy, thank God. And then they've, you know, stopped all of the street cleaning. They never clean my street anyway, mind you. The DA park on my street, and the FBI DA building / is directly across the street from my building. So everybody parks on my street, and they never move their cars. And then they put the badges in the windows, so they never have to move their car. It's like, you know, get out of jail free. Don't move the car. Don't worry. We'll sweep around you. Well, the street cleaner just goes straight down the center of my street. So we shouldn't even have street cleaning on my block. So I parked my car, and then the quarantine went in. And they were like, that's it. Do not leave your house. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. All that good stuff. So my birthday is this month, and I have to renew my driver's license. And apparently everybody that I've spoken to, like a handful of my closest friends, all have to renew their driver's license this month. So what was it? Two of my friends are in June. It's like everybody's birthday all around my birthday. I have more Gemini friends than anything else. And so they all have to renew their driver's licenses. And I want the enhanced license because I'm not going to be able to fly. Yes, that's what I said. So it's kind of like one of those things. It's like you're like, okay, well, I'll get the enhanced license. I'll pay the extra money, but I won't be able to use it for anything. Now, the picture that's on my driver's license now, believe it or not, is like a picture that was taken of me, I think I was 19. And for some wild reason, every single time that I've gone to renew my driver's license, they'll say, do you want to just use the same picture? And I love that picture. Of course it's me, but it's not really me anymore. I still look like that, but I look a little bit, just a tiny bit older, just a tiny bit. But I love that picture, you know. The hair is perfect, everything about it. I just love that picture. So now I'm going to go and get the enhanced. And I know that they're going to take a new picture. I'm like, I don't want to lose that picture. You know, that's like one of my favorite pictures. Anyway, so I'm going to see if I can reuse or keep that particular, you know, if I can keep that particular picture. I can't imagine that's going to happen, and I'll tell you why. I'm getting a new license altogether, enhanced. I don't think that they're just going to put that picture back on. In fact, I have to have an eye exam. I have 20/20 vision, and it's 20/20. Haha. But, yeah, so the enhanced license, and then the TSA thing. So it's like, you know, just keep paying for all these things that we won't be able to use. What do you
well. Anyway, so it's one of the, anyway. So I have to say, people on the road right now getting back, it's like blinkers are optional. They've always been, but now they're like really, it's obsolete, seriously. And they're just, they're weaving. It's like what is going on here? It's like the air is drugged or something, you know? So I don't get the whole driving thing. Why can't you stay in your lane? Why can't you just figure it out? If you're going to be on the road and it's empty, you know. And I'll have to tell you something else. One of my other really close friends, Mr. Never Hurry, he always picks you up early for anything. Now, I haven't gone out with him or seen him in a while. And I mean a while. But we talk all the time and we text all the time. It's fairly regular. He's another check-in every single day kind of guy. And this is the person that will pick you up a half an hour early to get anywhere. And then you get there and you're like, you have a lot of time. Sometimes there's so much traffic that you get there on time. But you're never, never late with him. It's like you always get there on time. So with me, I usually leave so if I have a half an hour to get somewhere, I leave within, you know, I don't ever leave myself extra time when it comes to driving. So there's always all this rush. Now I'm not rushing anywhere. It's like I have nowhere to be fast. I don't care. That's one of the amazing things about this. Okay, so the whole quarantine, if you're in a family situation, so the handful of checkoffs that everybody knows is pretty obvious. If you're in a relationship and your family's home, you're either getting closer to them or you're hating them. So it's either making your marriage way better, stronger. It's like being on a perpetual honeymoon. Or it's going to put that final wedge and you know for sure this is over. You know, so there's like all that deciding factor. It's built in. It's going to happen. You know, either you're getting stronger or you know it's over. So when you're alone, as I am, and without animal, you realize how alone you really are. And it's like now I've gotten to that point where I'm like going, you know, this part of my life is done. I'm not continuing this road. I'm turning off. I'm finding that fork and I'm going to take it, you know. So I need space, which we always talk about. And I am ready for something serious, you know. And, that's the way that's going to go. So space and serious. Oh, and Facebook had this game. Now, I haven't really been going on Facebook often. Maybe once every other week. And now that I put my show back on, I was on one night. Wow, 90 seconds. So I was on Facebook to post all this, and one of my friends posted this game, What Kind of House Will You Live In? And she got this really adorable, cute, A-frame little house. So I said, all right, I'll play the game. And I hit it, and you don't do anything. They tabulate all your information, and they tell you, well, it looks like I have the mansion, and it's huge. I have this huge house. I'm like, oh, yes, that's my house. And I'm like, I am Elmer J. Fudd. I own a mansion and a yacht. That's my house. That's the one. So I'm going there, you know. So everything that's, I don't know. I can't say that I've been depressed. I'm not depressed. I sleep a little bit more, but I don't really sleep anymore. So it's like I can go to bed at midnight or 2 or 3 or 4 or 1 or I never get in bed by 11. And I will lay awake for hours until I finally fall asleep and then sleep. And my sleep is so choppy. It's because I'm not doing anything. You're talking about a high-energy kind of person. I used to run from place to place to place to place to place to place. That's my life, fitting in place. And I'm like, where do I go now? So do I go to the kitchen? Do I sit in the living room? Do I go on sit on the couch? I am a couch potato. I really am. Although I haven't gained any weight. And it's not that I forget to eat. I don't know what to eat. I'm not hungry because I'm not doing anything to make me hungry. But I'm taking the regime of vitamins, and you have to eat with these vitamins. So I'm eating smaller more often. But I'm not hungry at all. But I want the space. And I can't wait until I can start going to my studio because working at home, it just doesn't suit me. You know, I guess if I had an extra bedroom, I would work in the bedroom. Anyway, I know that my show is over. This was far easier than I anticipated. I guess I really am back, baby. So this is Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show saying, join me next week, Wednesday. Have your lunch with me or your cocktail with me, depending on where we are, what we're at. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the encouragement and the support to come back. Be well. Stay safe. Keep healthy. And keep an open mind and an open heart. This is Lisa Lisa signing off. Have a great day.